now at 10:55, and if you're tuning in online, classicalfm.ca, you probably see my two wonderful friends here in the studio joining me this beautiful Monday morning. Dean Holland, the inimitable Dean Holland, whose picture is all over town. We'll get into that in a second. And also the director of Theatre Collingwood, Erica Angus. Welcome back to the Jukebox.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
It's great to be here. As usual, I got to turn on your mic.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. Great to be here. Wonderful to be here on a Monday morning.
Great, great. Well, you're going to tease us. Why don't we start with you a little bit about what's going on in Theatre Collingwood?
Right. Well, we have something that's become a tradition with Theatre Collingwood, and that is that we gather some of our community members together, and we do a staged reading of A Christmas Carol every year. And we're getting to that time now. On December 14th, we'll be presenting it at First Presbyterian Church, and it's always fun.
And we're taking part. I'm so excited. I'm going to be in the role of Fezziwig, a gentleman. I don't know what you were thinking. Also, we've got Dean Holland in the lead role, whose picture is all over town. And I just want to show this for our listeners online. There is the poster.
Miserable sod.
How did you get that fantastic photo? I mean, you look like Ebenezer reincarnated.
Daniel, I have to tell you that sometimes, you know, it can be difficult to get posters put up, large posters put up in stores. You know, they don't necessarily want to take up that window space. This poster, they are begging for them. They're begging for them. It's that mug is something else.
That's the story behind it. How did you get such a winning shot?
Well, you know, we have an amazing social media person that
Kimberly
works.
Is exceptional.
Yeah, Kimberly Vincent.
Kimberly
She's
Vincent,
amazing.
Yes.
And so it was really funny because she and Dean came up, I think they came up with this idea, or we all came up with this idea of taking a picture. But the day that it happened, it was rainy and dreary, and I said, Kimberly, you've got to go down that alleyway at Gibson's Coffee because it's dark and brick walls and, you know, really suits the part. And you got to make Dean give a real scowl. He's got a scowl, right? And they pulled it off beautifully.
So that's the secret. We have to have these rehearsals in an alleyway. Basically.
In an alleyway. And it happened to be my bill paying day. You know, I'd gone home and I had to go through all the bills and I was reminded about what my four children are costing me. And she said, and a smile, and that's what she got.
Dean, I have to ask you, how many years have you been doing this? Because, I mean, you do this like a natural. I mean, you hardly even need a script in front of you. What year is this for you?
This is about 25. Yeah, you know what? Years ago, when I was doing work at the Stirling Festival, the family that I was billeted with, she at the time worked for Mervish Productions, and they brought in somebody who was like a great-great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens, and they came out with a slightly different abridged publication, not the one that we are using, but she sort of enlightened me to this, and I've done some readings with that, and that's really where I started. And that one I do all by myself. It's a one-man read, and it goes through the whole thing. This one is really, really nice because you get to work with other people. That's what I love about this read. And so, yeah, so I have a sense of Scrooge because I've read it a number of times, but you know, everyone's different, especially when you're reading it with other people, because you and you know, and the other readers that we've got from the community all bring a different essence to it, and so it's so nice because you play off that, right? You play off those other
play
readers.
Off the energy, right? And it's so nice to be back to live concerts too. Well, this one's coming up, and I have good news and bad news. December 14th, 8 p.m. First Presbyterian Church in Collingwood. That's Theatre Collingwood, a production by Theatre Collingwood. And unfortunately, it is sold out.
Well, I'm going to say
it,
fortunately.
Yeah.
We had 300 tickets to sell, and they are sold out.
Fantastic.
Now, I will say we're starting a waiting list. So if anybody wants to be on the waiting list, you never know. Sometimes the ticket comes
available.
Well,
if you want to join the waiting list, 705-445-2200. Or check out the website, theatrecollingwood.ca. Well, I thought we could give a little teaser because I'm playing Fezziwig. I've been practicing my line here all morning. Yo ho there, Ebenezer, Dick.
A living and moving picture of Scrooge's former self, a young man, came briskly in, accompanied by his fellow apprentice.
Dick Wilkins, to be sure. My old fellow apprentice. Bless me, there he is. Oh, he was very much attached to me, was Dick. Poor Dick, dear, dear.
Wonderful. All right, Christmas Carol coming up. First Presbyterian Church, December 14th. It is sold out. There is a waiting list, but we are also fortunate we have Erica Angus with us here. And tell us a little bit about what else is going on. Can you tease us a little bit about 2023?
I absolutely would love to. And I also have to just add that Beach Hearing is the sponsor of A Christmas Carol. John and Jennifer Tyndale are amazing. And we really thank them for their support.
Yeah, but thank you, Beach Hearing. Fantastic.
Yeah, they're amazing.
We need the support. Yeah.
Amazing. So, 2023 is, we have it all planned. It's going to be an amazing year. We have five fantastic productions coming out in our subscription series. Unfortunately, I can't tell you them because the members of Theatre Collingwood get to hear the news first. So they're hearing this week, and then next week everybody else will hear. But in addition to that, we'll also have our Porchside Festival back.
Good.
So it's going to be a great year.
Fantastic
and again,
summer.
And again, A Christmas Carol in December.
Right, right. Now, I also found out about the drama education programs coming up next summer. Great to have those back.
Yeah, we're thrilled. We're thrilled with that. We've expanded our youth drama education programs, which to me, it's not even about kids becoming actors. It's about those incredible skills that they learn through drama education. Self-confidence, working with a team, you know,
yes,
it's just,
yes.
It's an amazing program.
And
absolutely. Public speaking.
Yeah.
And then we expanded the program. We now have a seniors drama education program. We started with two different series of classes this year. One is on storytelling. Mm. And the second one is on acting. So we've got something for everyone, and
good.
We're really happy.
When are those coming up?
Those will start again in March with the youth program. We'll also, in the springtime, that's when the seniors program starts again.
Good. Well, for our listeners, if you need more information about these fantastic workshops, either for youth, for seniors, check out the website. It's a very comprehensive website. You can get all the information you need, theatrecollingwood.ca.
And I just wanted to mention, Daniel, that we're working on a middle-aged program so people like you can get involved, because clearly you don't fit into either category.
Yeah.
So
I love it. Yes, we will. Dean, we're on it.
We're on the middle-aged drama programs.
Yeah. All right, let me know when to sign up. I'll be a Zoomer in what, 4 years now?
So a little bit of a wait.
A little bit of a wait, yes. Also, check out their box office, 705-445-2200. Thank you, Erica. Thank you for joining us on the jukebox. And, of course, my wonderful Dean Holland for filling in for me. Can't thank you enough. Can't
my
wait
pleasure.
For this
Always
show also, December 14th, 8 p.m.
Thank you.
All right, let's cue in a request. Daryl and Kathy and Gooderham would like to hear some Ludovico Einaudi. Here is Life, Angel Dubois and La Pietà.